And, well, Mike Davidson is co-director of the Core Issues Trust, which offers these services. He sought help for the homosexual feelings he was experiencing from a young age. Mike Davidson, good morning.
Hello, Nikki.
And we've also got Richard Lane to talk to, who's our spokesperson for lesbian, gay, bisexual rights charity Stonewall. Hello, hello, Richard Lane.
Good morning.
Mike Davidson, or Mike, if I may.
Yes.
To clarify, you have a real issue with this being branded conversion therapy or a cure to being gay. But we'll come on to that if we have time. Why did you not want to be true to your nature?
Well, it's not my nature. I wasn't born gay. I certainly didn't choose the feelings, but I knew I had choices around them. So I wouldn't accept the idea that I'm in some way inauthentic because I took other directions. And I think that the use of gay cure and such terms really are pejoratives that are being used to achieve something here. We need to be aware of that.
Do you believe heterosexual feelings can be repressed as well? Just, you know, sexual feelings in general through this type of therapy?
I think the issue is the labelling and the semantics. We have these three boxes, gay, straight and bi, and I'm afraid they don't serve the purpose that they are intended to, because human sexuality is very fluid and we need to be sensitive to people's values and their goals, and we need to respect the choices that they have a right to make.
When you see a man that you would previously have been sexually attracted to, not a glimmer?
Not a glimmer. Occasionally, there can be some thoughts, because, you know, if you've gone in that direction and you've had
occasionally
those
some
experiences,
thoughts, but you just don't entertain them, you don't pursue them, no?
Nikki, I think we need to respect people's choices in how they identify themselves. And if I say that I am a person who has overcome an emotional template that made me very dependent on the same sex, I think that needs to be respected. I'm happy to talk about it, but I think it's important that we understand that people have different values. I'm not imposing those values on any other person. Those who come to me because they voluntarily want to explore the possibility of change. It's not always possible for all of them, but it is definitely possible for some of them. And the change might not be absolute in the sense that you insist that it might be, but it's good enough.
I'm not insisting anything. Richard Lane, this is his choice. There is no coercion. And it's a matter of, basic human rights, isn't it, Richard?
Well, it's absolutely his choice to have relationships. And I'm sure what he says for himself is absolutely true. But what we need to go on is the most up-to-date, reliable and authoritative medical evidence. And there is pretty much consensus across that these so-called gay cure therapies, or however you want to label them, can be deeply damaging.
There's only one paper that is relied on by Shidlow and Schroeder that is disputed. There is not a uniform understanding and agreement. There may be statements that have come from the gay and lesbian special interest group within the Royal College of Psychiatrists.
I mean, that's certainly not true. The British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, the British Medical Association, the American Association for Psychotherapy have all unanimously said that these cures are ineffective and dangerous. And the research that a lot of so-called gay cure therapies rely on is a paper published by Spitzer in 2003, which said that these cure therapies could be useful. That was disavowed by the writer himself, the researcher himself.
Incorrect, I'm afraid that's not the truth.
Who apologised to the gay community.
And then he tried,
Let's concentrate on the issue rather more than arguing about academic papers. I think in the time available to us, that would be useful. This has been marvellous news, your change in sexual heart, Mike Davidson. Marvelous news for your wife, hasn't it?
Well, it was a joint decision because she had choices in this. We decided to work through this, and we did. And surely that is something that needs to be provided for those who would make the same choice.
Indeed. So when you married her, you said, "Look, I have this inclination," and she said, "Well, let's do something about it. Is that basically what happened? And I said, then you both went on this journey.
That's what happened. And that was 30 years ago. Yeah. We've been married for 30 years.
And can I ask you, I hope you don't think this is a personal question. Do you have an active and what people might describe as a healthy, normal married sex life?
Yes, I believe it's happy and normal, and it's produced two beautiful children who respect and understand and love me. Why is this right of choice going to be denied? Train people, make sure they're supervised, regulate things, but ban it. All you're going to do is force it underground. This is an oppressive, tyrannical bill that imposes an ideological view of a small minority. And you do, I'm afraid, if you're involved in this, you do need to check out the authorities and look very carefully at the research that has been misquoted today.
All right. Well, we'll all look into that, no doubt.